from stpetecatalyst.com.
And we are back on My Mayor with candidate Ken Welch. Hello, sir. How's life on the campaign trail?
Life is going great, Joe. We're very excited. Mail ballots are going to hit mailboxes next week, and we're looking forward to it. You know, a lot of debates are happening right now. We have had a forum every night this week. One night, we're going to have a couple of forums, and we're really getting a chance to talk to our citizens in person, and it's an exciting time for us.
So today, we're looking to distill down the role of mayor to three sort of bite-sized chunks. There's a lot of elements to making the decision of who to vote for mayor. So we wanted to hear what you thought were sort of the three core functions that a mayor serves for their city. So let's dive in with item number one.
Well, the first one, and these are all, again, good questions. The first one is to preserve and protect public health, public safety, and our environment. Whether it's dealing with a health issue, a health threat like COVID-19, or weather threats like storms and hurricanes, or, you know, everyday neighborhood safety. Those are, you know, I think the most important issues that a mayor has to address. And of course, our environment is inseparable from public health and safety.
So when we look at fulfilling that function of protection and safety, whether it be through our police force or, as you mentioned, our environment, what are some strategies? What are some programs? What are some areas you want to look at that would be additive or different than what's happening right now, should you be elected mayor?
Well, thanks, Joe. And the first thing is there are a lot of good things that are happening that I do want to continue. The Christman administration and council have invested heavily in the Integrated Water Resources Master Plan that is investing in our plants and our pipes and bringing them up to speed to where they need to be to handle growth and the impacts of sea level rise and climate change on our community. So I want to continue down that path so that our infrastructure is where it needs to be. The other area, though, is neighborhood safety. And I hear from neighborhood folks all over the city who are concerned about safety in their neighborhoods, whether it's, you know, gun violence or crime or just, you know, cars flying through the neighborhood and making it unsafe, not having pedestrian corridors that are safe for folks. So I want to focus on that. I've already started to do that with a couple of youth summits where we brought youth in and asked them, you know, why are we seeing this increase in crime? And we got good feedback. And what I want to do is use that feedback and really flood the zone with opportunity for our young people to be able to connect to jobs and job training so they can have hope and take the right path in their life. But on the other hand, I do think we need to have enhanced visibility. I think we need to have more of our law enforcement officers visible in our neighborhoods. And we need to have, I think, some pretty high profile projects where we say, look, we're going to cut down on speeding and folks, you know, blowing through traffic signals and stop signs. You know, no one speeds through Kansas City on 54th because, you know, it's not going to be accepted. I think we need to have, you know, some enhanced presence to deal with some of these issues, in addition to really flooding the zone with opportunity. It's an all hands on approach.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to item number two on the list.
Well, the second one, I think a mayor has to work to ensure equity, enhanced opportunity, and equal justice for everyone in our community. You know, I've done that through leading the expansion of our small business enterprise program, for example, to give small and minority businesses more access to the $400 million pool of county business. I want to do the same thing in the city of St. Petersburg. The CRA that we created in South St. Pete is a good example of looking at a community that needed support and working with Carl Nurse at the city council level and with folks throughout the community. We were able to change city and county policy to create a CRA that wasn't in downtown. That was the established county policy that all CRAs that received county funding had to be in a downtown. The South St. Pete CRA is the first one ever in the county's history that is not in a downtown, and it's dedicated to poverty reduction, to helping folks break the bounds of generational poverty, and investing long term. They're 25 years ahead for that CRA. So that's a great example of intentional equity and enhanced opportunity. And in terms of justice reform, I'm excited about what we've been able to do through partnership in the county and in the city. working with the sheriff and working with Councilmember Steve Cornell, we created the APAD program, Adult Pre-Arrest Diversion. And this was in response to some of the decriminalization of marijuana efforts that we saw around the county. But ours, I think, is more effective. It's countywide. It covers not only minor amounts of marijuana, but other minor crimes. And more than 4,000 people have been diverted. They've done community service and have not ended up with a jail record that impacts their ability to have a job in the future. That's justice reform, and that happened 3 or 4 years ago. We've long led on juvenile diversion. We lead the state on juvenile diversion. And as far back as 2006, when I chaired the commission and the homeless leadership group, you know, we created the concept of homeless outreach teams that paired a social service worker with a law enforcement officer and different teams around the county so that we could direct homeless people into places like Pinellas Hope and Safe Harbor instead of arresting homeless people. So we've been ahead of the curve on justice reform. I want to continue that as mayor.
So when you think about increasing equity, a lot of that work is to be done in the hearts and minds of the citizens of St. Pete. So, you know, as we look beyond policy and look beyond programs and things of that nature, you know, as sort of the thought leader, the tone setter of the city, what would you do from that regard with pushing for greater equity and greater acceptance?
It all starts with a conversation. You know, I led a very diverse county commission district, District 7, which includes not only most of St. Petersburg, but includes Lelman, Gulfport, South Pasadena, and really all around the county. I find if you just go to where people are, sit down and talk with them and say, you know, what are your concerns? What are your priorities? And then try to build consensus. I think that is a way that you come together and bring folks who might not be on the same side of an issue to understand why we need, you know, equity, why we need to expand the SBE program, why we need an APAD program, why we need to create the first CRA to address poverty, because we're all paying a price when poverty grows in our community. So I think really reaching that consensus starts with sitting down and having an honest conversation. And I've done that my entire time in office.
Thank you. All right, the final item on the list, let's dig into that one.
Okay. The last one is, I think the mayor must make informed policy decisions and investments to set the standard for the delivery of public services for all St. Pete residents. You know, I really believe from my background, you know, I've done 40 years in small businesses and small family businesses, starting with my grandfather's woodyard and then my father's tax business, where I started, you know, filing tax forms and ended up, you know, being the technology manager and doing all the electronic filing for our firm for several years, 40 years in total. In addition to that, I have 20 years of working for some of our largest corporations and leading technology for them. Florida Power, for example, I was their PeopleSoft financial systems administrator. So I ran the whole system for Florida Power, trained more than 100 employees, closed the books every month and handled upgrade projects. And then at St. Petersburg College, I was an associate VP, and there I handled business process projects, wrote their budget submission system using that same PeopleSoft financial system. And so I know that business processes are important. I know how technology works. And I believe that government needs to use technology to its fullest. We need to look at our business processes the same way that private business looks at those processes to be as efficient as possible. We do have customers. They're the residents and businesses that reside in our city. And I want to make sure we've got the most efficient processes, that we look at it from a customer point of view, and that we do set the standard for public service. And that's the mindset I'll bring to the mayor's office.
And because you've had such a good, you know, a good purview into the operations of government in the county, you know, are there any specific sort of elements of bureaucracy or elements of a process that you would go at first to maybe modernize to then unlock the ability to more easily implement new technologies?
Well, you know, one of the jobs I had at St. Petersburg College was as an associate vice president in business administration, and I had several business process improvement projects. And for asset management, for example, you know, I'd start with the senior VP and talk to them about what the process looks like. And then I go to the receiving warehouse and talk to the clerk that actually receives the items. And you build a process chart and you find out where reality is different from what the policy says. And you come up with these opportunities for improvement. And, you know, most of those opportunities for improvement don't come from the senior VPs. They come from the people in the field that are actually doing the work. So I want to have that same kind of business process improvement project at the city. I won't run it, but I want to ask the city administrator to institute that. And in every department, you know, from permits to parks, we need to make sure our processes are up to date using the best technology and that we've asked the folks that actually do the work and our customers what we can do to improve the process. That's what any private business would do. That's what we've done in the county. That's what I've done in the private sector and in our small businesses and my family. And that's what I want to do with the city of St. Petersburg.
It makes a lot of sense. All right. Thank you, candidate Ken Welch. Pleasure as always. Right. We'll see you again
thank
in a
you,
couple
Joe.
Weeks.
All right. Appreciate it. Take care.
From stpcatalyst.com.